You must be the proudest mum in the world right now.
Yeah, an amazing achievement. You know, you've sort of watched Indian Wells for years and years and seen other players do really well. And for him to have come through six matches all against amazing opponents is just fabulous.
You are in England at the moment, aren't you? So you're not...
I am, yeah.
You're not out there. Have you spoken to him? I'm guessing you have.
Yes. Yeah, he's very good. I speak to him after all his matches and... I spoke to him this morning, straight after the match. And my older son, Ben, he's out there with him too. So
that's lovely. How's he feeling? Tired, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he played six matches on the trot. He had the odd day off in between, but to have come through it, I guess, you know, is amazing. He's now packed his bags and he's off to Miami. I think he's due to go on a flight very soon. So, you know, you don't have much time to sort of think about things too much. It's just, you know, pack up and off you go somewhere else and kind of try and reset.
No. He was a good boy. He thanked his mum.
Well, it is kind of a team effort. Yeah, there's lots that goes into it. You know, there's so many years of work. And obviously when they can't drive or get themselves anywhere, you know, all the arrangements are down to you. And yeah, I spent years and years, hours and hours and hours on the tennis court, picking up balls, videoing things, being involved in sessions, ferrying, making sure we've got everything in the car, trying to do homework in the car, spellings, eating, you know, making sure we've got enough food.
As a sports person, from a very young age, they have to be dedicated, don't they? And it's a very strict regime.
You know, he played lots of other sports as when he was much younger, but then you really have to specialise and you have to sacrifice lots of things. You know, when your friends are going to parties and doing this, that and the other, you know, you're away, so you miss out on that. You don't really live a normal life of a child sort of growing up normally in Jack left school at 14, was tutored, he was on the road a lot. It's a very different life.
I mean, I don't want to lessen it anyway, but do you think he was surprised by his win?
I think he's got genuine belief in himself. He won two titles last year, and obviously he's been in three tournaments this year and has come through many rounds. So I think he thinks that he's a different player now. I think he's not going to win if he doesn't believe. So he knows that he can. Whether you can actually put it into practice on the court, you know, that instance when you want it, you know, you can't always. You know, things happen. But I think he thinks he has got it in him now, and having won those two titles gave him a lot of confidence that he had it there.
And what's next for him? I know you mentioned Miami, but what comes after that? What can we look out for?
Okay, so I think I'm right in saying, so he's got Miami. He'll be seeded, so it means that he doesn't play the first round. So that at least gives him a day or so breathing space. I don't imagine he'll play till Thursday or Friday. But after that, as soon as he loses in Miami, he'll come back home, and the tour sort of transitions to the clay. And so I think his first tournament is in Monte Carlo. It's the Masters 1000. I think it's Monte Carlo, and then I think maybe the following week is Munich. I know he'll be doing Rome, Madrid. It carries on. It's week after week, it's relentless, you know. And
what does he prefer playing on, grass or clay?
Well, I think grass. He prefers playing on to clay, but you know, most of the tournaments are played on acrylic, which is what he's just been playing on in Indian Wells. You know, a hard surface. Which he's done very well on. He's done well in the US Open, the Australian Open. They're all on that sort of hard surface. Probably clay. He's had the least experience on. You know, the European players, that's what they train on the whole time. So clay in this country isn't that common. We haven't got the weather for it, really. He's probably least experienced on clay, but I mean, I have seen him play well on clay, and you know, there's no reason why he can't do well this season.
And we can't get away without talking about Wimbledon, because Southwest London, you know, Wimbledon is absolutely massive for us. Wimbledon, well, I don't want to say obviously, but something he, I'm guessing, would like to win one day.
Oh, I'm sure everyone would like to win Wimbledon one day, whether...
Not many can actually do it. We're probably looking at a Wimbledon winner in the not too distant future.
We'll see. You know, he would love to win Wimbledon, of course, but you know, he's very aware that he's got to keep working on his game. You know, just keeping improving on his serving, his ground strokes, his volley game. Yeah, there's lots to work on, but yes, he's moving in the right direction all the time.
So tennis is in his blood, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in our family. My mum's where tennis came from in our family. She played at county level for a long number of years and was a tennis coach. And me and my brother, my cousin plays, and you know, yes, tennis is big in our family.
Thank you so much for speaking to me, Nikki, and please do pass on our best wishes to Jack.
Oh, that's fine. Thanks for the chat.